This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the DJB program. Absent Jennifer, the J in DJB. Jennifer Horn out skied, but Victoria is here. Victoria Keelan, always happy to have her charming personality and great voice. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, and that's more than a little bit of a feat for all kinds of reasons. All right, so Victoria, what's trending that's hot?
Ford Motor Company is trending. They say that they are planning big changes to their core business in the coming years, and they're dedicating $11 billion to meet their goals. They haven't given a lot of details other than the fact that they are going to stop production on sedans and focus just on SUVs and their, of course, best-selling pickup truck, the Ford F-150. I think they still make a 250.
They make a 150, 250, 350, 450, and 550.
Wow.
Like five different pickup trucks.
Pickup trucks are obviously, they're kind of, that's become their bread and butter, and no one wants sedans anymore. And that's not just a Ford thing. Chrysler, Fiat Chrysler, GM, a lot of other car companies are finding people really just want an SUV or a pickup truck. And so Ford is now also developing self-driving cars. They want to be in on that. They say they're planning for a day when customers are more likely to buy a ride than actually buy a car themselves. So now that means either an Uber or a Lyft or an automated car where it's basically a driverless car, like an Uber will come and pick you up and take you wherever you want to go. So rivals GM and Fiat Chrysler also reported a drop in second quarter earnings, just like Ford did. And so all three companies have said they had to reduce their earnings outlook for the rest of the year.
So let me tell you a story about Ford trucks. And I'm going to couple this with what you just said, Victoria, regarding ride sharing and where all this is going in the future, because it relates to pretty much everybody, especially if you're buying trucks. There aren't many trucks, although you once in a while see with Uber or Lyft somebody driving a six-passenger pickup truck as someone that's in the Lyft share business, but the ride share business. But if you're going to have that as a basis, then you're not going to be selling many trucks, because if you're not going to sell, you're going to be basically building up you're building up fleets that you're going to own yourself, or through leasing you're going to end up owning them. It's the world is going to change for these people, and it sounds like Ford, although not admitting, not saying that the best-selling vehicle that they have at the moment is not going to be the best-selling vehicle as they move forward. That's what that story means to me. And then if I were to dig into it a little bit more deeply, I would tell you that I've had Ford trucks most of, the last 25, 30 years in the farm. I had a horrible experience with a General Motors product. There were several of them, and I stopped using General Motors products and went to Ford. But recent experiences with several, I have a 150, a 250, a 350, and a 550 on the farm. I drive a 350, or I have driven over the past 20 years, the same 350. I've loved it, but the engine blew last summer, and it's taken from August of last year until now for me to get the truck so that it would run right. We had the engine rebuilt. The engine's been out of the truck three times. The way the engine is designed, anybody who has had a Ford truck, whether it be diesel or gas, knows exactly what I'm talking about. So they're great as long as they last through the first round. But if you got to replace an engine or have to do serious work to an engine on a Ford truck, you can't do it unless you take the engine all the way out. So a simple modification of an oil pan, and let me know if I'm too far into the weeds here, Victoria or Kara, but I'm relating to a lot of people who are frustrated because the car and the truck are so poorly engineered that you can't really work on them. So it's great for the dealers who can bulk up at $100 an hour charging you to fix them, but I think Ford has a crisis brewing here because the stuff that they have built, the engines and the way they've cradled them in the engine compartment, has been so difficult for mechanics to work on that people, when they experience it, I would never buy another Ford, ever. I will never buy another Ford truck because it's cost me so much to fix this thing. You say, well, why didn't you just throw the truck away and get a new one? Because they don't want to. And they tell you that the engines easily last for 600,000. I got 300,000 out of mine, and it was gonzo. And it was things like rusty coolers and things that ought to have been better built, taken care of better, that were not, that were cheap. And so the engine is destroyed because of some cheap $89 part. That's what really got me. The engine, when people say, well, if you had checked it more often, this is the kind of a part that you shouldn't have to check. It shouldn't be that it has to be replaced. It should last with the engine. You build the engine, so the components that go with the engine are supposed to or ought to, and so anybody's got any common sense, if you have an engine that they say will last 600,000 miles, but then you put cheap components on it that will make the engine fail, is there any sense to that? Now you understand why people are angry or upset about it. I would be very surprised. I think maybe this is part of Ford recognizing that they're going to have a come to Jesus meeting with the ownership as they got to change their focus. They're a very badly designed, very, very badly designed thing. So I go back to General Motors. I'd love to have a Dodge, frankly, but the transmissions they put in Dodges are Mercedes transmissions that are built for cars, and they don't last in the truck. Engines are great. So the best combination for a popular priced pickup truck actually is a Chevrolet or the General Motors, the GMC, which is the same thing.
One of Lewis's friends just got one of the big Chevy trucks that has a back seat. I forget what it's called.
Silverado.
Yeah, maybe. He's a truck guy, and he switched from the Ford over to the Chevy, and he said he just is in love with the truck. He absolutely can't say enough good things about it.
I know a lot of people who have gone, a lot of farmer friends who have gone completely away from Ford, bought the Silverado or the GM, and they like it a lot. They had a lot of trouble with their diesel engines about the same time Ford did, and then they rebuilt it. And so what they have for an engine right now is very good, very reliable, very strong. My cattle dealer has two of these Chevy, the 550 model, that equivalent, and the Duramax diesel that's in it just is fabulous. And the truck is nicely outfitted, rides well, very comfortable. So I think that would be where I would go the next time around. No more Fords for me. All right, so to all of those of you in the local stations that had Ford as a sponsor, I apologize, but that's how I feel. And you're welcome to share. Always, whenever we say anything here that you would like to follow up or counter, we're on Twitter. Help yourself at DJV Show, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, 2 L's, 2 N's, at Doug Stephan, Stephan. In a moment, a follow-up on something that we talked about earlier in the week with regard to bottled water, courtesy of an important listener who had some input, and I'm going to pass that along right after this.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy. And, you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so let's flash back just for a moment, Victoria, to a conversation we had earlier in the week about bottled water. We were talking about the impact. I think you had brought us the information about how the chemicals in the plastic bottle change if you leave it in the sunlight.
Yeah, so the heat. Yep.
Yeah, all right. So here's a listener that called in after that conversation. This guy's a truck driver, and his question was about people who deliver bottled water. They don't cool the trucks, and many of them are, if you ever see a Coke truck or any of these trucks that have that carry drinks to supermarkets or to convenience stores or even bring them to your home, you know, the big plastic bottles, those big, huge 5-gallon bottles.
Yeah.
Well, they don't cool it, and they're exposed to the sun. So if that, whether it's a flat of bottled water like the regular stuff that we drink, or if it's something in a truck that's delivering these huge 5-gallon bottles, those are all plastic. So what's the sun doing to them? They're not cooled, so before you even get them, what has happened?
I don't know this man's name, but that's a very astute observation, sir, and you are 100% correct. And that's why in certain offices that I've worked in where they have the big, you know, the big 5-gallon drum, like a Poland Spring or whatever, it's not just Poland Spring, all of them are. And sometimes they taste different from bottle to bottle. And some people don't taste the difference in water. I'm, like, very sensitive with water, so I can tell what water tastes off, and when our filtered water needs to be changed, I always tell Lewis, okay, it's time to change the filter, and I'm usually a few, like, meters off of where it gets measured, but I definitely notice the difference. And if you've ever tasted water that has sat in the sun in a plastic bottle and then it cools down and then you drink it tastes disgusting. That's all the chemicals that have been baked into your water. And so for that reason and for that observation, I don't buy any plastic water. I just don't buy anything in a plastic bottle.
Put it
and
in
a lot of people don't
thermos.
Either.
Yeah, it's the old return with us now to those thrilling days of thermoses.
Yep.
So thank you, Patrick Ryan. 21 after the hour on the TJV program.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Doug and Victoria and Kara enjoying the music of Joan Jett, if you can do that. Some of the stuff that she's done been kind of clever. Crank this up for a second, will you, Kara? This lady has never acted her age. She does the best way of looking at her. She's 59. Listen to how she sounds. This is a song called Bad Reputation. There's a new biopic that is referenced, same name, Bad Reputation, which traces Joan Jett's historic journey from teenage dreamer to rock and roll rule breaker. The documentary follows her forming the Runaways in the 70s through her solo career and the 1980s run, all those hits with the Black Hearts, Joan Jett and the Black Hearts. Remember that? Did you both like... What did you think about as you were growing up, Victoria, Joan Jett?
This song is probably the first one that I ever heard from her.
Yeah.
And then I've heard other things going back further. I like her. I think she's, you know, she's a badass. And there are no other girls who did anything like that.
She's a badass.
So, and that's what I think is so cool about her and why so many guys now really respect her. Lewis loves Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Really?
So, yeah, and the Runaways and stuff like that. So she fought hard for the boys to pay attention to her, but they eventually did.
Was she a throwback to Janis Joplin? How does Pat Benatar fit into this story and some of the other women who kind of took off on their own? I think of Benatar more than anything else because she's from Boston. But how do they relate? Are they relatable, at least, in this story?
I think on some level, but I think Pat Benatar had a much more feminine kind of energy to her, and I think she had an image that was on the sexier side, and Joan was just unapologetically... Just, you know, leather jacket, I'm a badass, and that's it.
Joan Marie Larkin is her real name. She said when she was 13, the guitar teacher told her, girls don't play rock and roll. She said, bull! The trailer shows it wasn't easy breaking through all of the boys' rock club mentality. I remember when she first came. I didn't like it at all for that reason. I didn't know it, but now that I think back to it, I didn't like it because it didn't sound feminine enough. Yeah, I consciously didn't think that, but I'm used to, you know, listening.
It went against the norm at the time.
Yeah, right. And we all know how tough that is.
Yeah.
So... The people who were interviewed in the documentary, Green Day singer Billy Joe Armstrong, Blondie's Chris Stein, her longtime manager Kenny Laguna, Iggy Pop, there's a character and a half, and Kathleen Hanna. So this documentary, Bad Reputation, hits the theaters, iTunes, Amazon, and on demand on the 28th of September. Joan Jett and the Bad Reputation documentary. Speaking of bad reputations, nobody's got a worse reputation, and it may not all be deserved, than Bobby Brown, who is going to receive a proclamation to build a domestic violence shelter in Atlanta in honor of his late daughter, Bobby Christina. The city of South Fulton, through its mayor, Bill Edwards, other officials presenting Brown and his wife at the moment, a proclamation in acknowledgement of building the Bobby Christina Brown Serenity House there. Shelter will also offer 24-hour crisis intervention, emergency transitional shelter for people in trouble. This is just for women, or is it for men and women?
I don't know. I don't know. It might just be a shelter for women.
Remember,
I don't know if usually they have multi-sex. I don't know. I think usually it's single-sex.
I would have thought so, yeah. Bobby Christina found unresponsive in a bathtub a couple of years ago. Remember that? She was 22 and she died.
So sad.
Her mother was Whitney Houston. She died in 2012. So anyway, and remember, her boyfriend was the one who was found responsible in the wrongful death lawsuit. So good for Bobby Brown. Clean up his image. I'm not sure that he deserves all the bad press that he's gotten. 28 after the hour.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Doctor, it hurts when I check my new medical app. Well, then, don't do that. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Patients come to my office daily, carrying folders of papers, self-diagnosing ailments and diseases. After I assess them, the likely diagnosis is e-hypochondria. Misinformation prevails online, and while new electronic applications hold promise, they can be inaccurate or interpreted inaccurately. There's an app for your blood pressure to see if your kid has an ear infection and to help you diagnose anything from diabetes to exotic infectious diseases. And no, you're not chronically tired because you were bitten by a tsetse fly in New Jersey. The main problem is our inability to divorce emotion from self-diagnosis, especially when frightened and sick. That's why professionals are needed in time of crisis. Healthcare forums and apps are only tools and not a substitute for expert medical advice.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A new VA secretary is sworn in at the White House. President Donald Trump makes it official for Robert Wilkie, who'd served as Pentagon Undersecretary.
As our new VA secretary, I have absolute confidence that Robert will continue our historic progress on behalf of our nation's veterans. Last year, we passed the landmark VA Accountability Act.
Secretary Wilkie reportedly plans to reassign several high-ranking political appointees at the agency to improve morale. Redding, California Police Chief Roger Moore is homeless. His family's house, among the hundreds of homes destroyed by the deadly car fire, the largest blaze among the 17 wildfires still burning in California. Now he's adjusting to a new reality.
You get up in the morning and think, gosh, where's my razor? You know, because the first couple of days I didn't have a razor. And so just the little necessities, the basics of life, socks, you know, just the things that you would just take for granted.
Chief Moore speaking to ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Now it was 34 at the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer absent, without leave. We're gonna dock her pay for not being here. Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. How do you do? Hopefully you do well. A couple of other items that are on my mind as far as people are concerned. I thought it was interesting. This board in Pennsylvania found Bill Cosby actually to be a sexually violent predator. The Sexual Offenders Assessment Board. Who knew that there was one of those? Do you have one of those in New York where you live, Victoria, or Kara? Do you have one in Washington? Does anybody even know that there are, these things exist?
Huh? I'm assuming it exists everywhere. I don't know about it.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
I guess that's probably a good thing. Anyway, yeah. The board
I don't
has
have any
found...
friends on the list, if that's what you're asking.
No, nor do I. That I know of, anyway. So Bill Cosby is a sexually violent predator, according to them, and ought to be classified as such. This is a court filing from his sexual assault case. But the ultimate decision on his status is up to Montgomery County Judge Stephen O'Neill. I think the hearing is coming up next week. That label means that Cosby is subject to lifetime registration with the state police, lifetime sex offender counseling, and a requirement for community notification wherever he is. So he's 81.
So he has to register as a sex offender then.
Yeah. Right.
And he can't go anywhere. I think he can't be within 100 yards of a school, and there's a lot of other things about that. Yeah. But where is he going at this point? He's 81,
he's 81.
You said?
Yeah. What does he do? Does he go to prison? Is somebody going to, is a judge going to say, okay, he'll go to prison? If that were the case and he got the max, he'd never get out of jail again. He'd be in and he'd probably, you know, the people when they go in at that age, they die. Isn't there something, think about this as to what retribution is all about and how it works and whether it even does work. Sending him to jail would do what for him and his victims at this point?
It's closure. Well, has he paid, though? What's he done? He hasn't done, you know, he hasn't donated money to a victim's fund. He hasn't, what has he done? So I think if I were the woman who had accused him of this and won the case, I would want him to be punished. It's closure. It sets a legal precedent. I just
so
you know,
does he
it makes
send
sense.
Her a check for $1 million? Does that satisfy?
I don't know what that she satisfies? Asked for money.
I don't. But I'm not. I'm just saying, in terms of putting people like this behind bars, is he still a danger? The reason people should be in jail is that they are a danger. Rapists, murderers, drug dealers. Those people are a danger to others in society, so you put them in jail and you throw away the key. At this point in his life, is there a judgment? Is there somebody who can determine whether he is still a danger to society? If he's deemed a danger to society, he ought to be in jail.
If he was 41, I think we'd have a different conversation, right?
Mm-hmm,
we would say, no, he needs to be in jail. I think we're discounting the fact that he broke the law and sexually assaulted women, and we're sort of saying, well, he's 81, he's an old man now. But, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting point, and it is an interesting conversation to bring up, because when you look at, I don't know if you've followed this in the last couple of years, there are still Nazi guards who are being tried in European courts who are in their upper 80s and 90s. And there was a guy recently, I forget his name, this was about maybe 5 or 6
Cleveland,
months ago.
He lived in Cleveland, Ohio for most of his life. He was found, and he was, I think he was 91.
Oh, this is a different, okay, so that's even, I didn't know about that one. Yeah, so there's another one who was 94, and he was still living in Germany, and the family and the lawyer said the same thing. He's 94, you know, you can't send him to prison. And they said, too bad, so sad, you're off to jail.
To jail.
And so,
of course they're going to think that in Germany as well. They ought to. Now, there are a lot of these Germans, I'm surprised he stayed there, or was able to stay there, because most of them fled to, they went to Argentina and Chile and places like that, and they've been hunting them down. That group, what is it? There's a group of
they're actually Nazi hunters.
Yeah, but they're called this named after the guy who founded the group, and I'm trying to remember his name, and I can't.
I know what you mean, though. But
so they have gone around the world finding these guys, outing them, dragging them back to Germany, and having them face the music. Which is appropriate.
And but why isn't it appropriate then for Bill Cosby?
Well, I don't know that it isn't. I didn't give you a value judgment. I'm just saying, what do you think ought to happen? At 81, does he go to jail or not?
At 94, are we afraid of a 94-year-old man? Of course not. But the law is the law.
But is this charge against Bill Cosby as serious as being a Nazi murderer? Is there a relative degree? Asking the question, not giving you my answer. I'm just asking the question.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything as horrific as being a Nazi, but if you're talking to a woman who was personally assaulted by him, she may have a different experience. Everyone's perspective is different.
Yep, I think you're right about that. So let's go one step further in this discussion as long as we're here. The situation with Larry Nassar. Remember him? The first woman to publicly accuse him of sexual assault, the last person to face him in court, her name is Rachel Denhollander, thanking a detective who fought for her by naming her fourth child after the detective. Ms. Denhollander is 33, gave tribute to Michigan State University Detective Andrea Renee Munford by naming her new daughter Eleanor Renee Joy. She tweeted this out, explaining the meaning of the name, stating, quote, Elora, not, I'm sorry, I said Eleanor, it's Elora, to God belong the victory. Rene means rebirth, redemption. And after Detective Lieutenant Andrea Rene Munford, who fought for us and made redeeming so much evil possible. So if you go back to 2000 when Denhaller was 15, molested by this bastard Nasser, at the time was the new director of sports medicine at Michigan State. Ms. Denhaller came forward about the event in 2016 and has since joined an army of 300 women. They were on the stage at the ESPYs, right? Wasn't that the...
A big chunk of them were, yeah.
Yeah, right. All these allegations of abuse. In February, Nasser was sentenced to 100 years in prison. Michigan State reached a settlement paying $500 million to these victims who issued lawsuits against the university. So is that enough? Is that enough?
I don't know.
Does it pay the bill?
When you're part of such... when you're as a university to cover up this kind of stuff, which the reason they had to pay all this money, it was found.
They covered it up. Same as Penn State did.
And Penn State, I feel like Penn State took a bigger hit than Michigan State has.
You know,
you know what I saw the other day?
Kara, refresh my memory about the name of that kid that only got 6 months. From the judge.
Brock Turner.
Did you see he was there? The lawyers have gone to court to change, to question or challenge the whole court proceeding and the fact that he got 6 months suspended sentence. They're challenging that.
Yeah, I think they're trying to, because he had to register as a sex offender, I'm pretty sure,
yeah.
Even though he only got a few months in jail. And the last headline that I saw, I couldn't bear to read the story because it just makes me want to claw my eyeballs out.
Yeah.
But, I think his attorney was trying to go back and say, well, you know, he was accused of the wrong thing because his intention was only to have, like, I think they called it
out-of-body sex or something like that.
Outer course instead of intercourse.
Yeah.
And then he only wanted to have over-the-clothes outer course. And so he was, you know, accused of the wrong thing.
How did her clothes get off of her then?
I don't know.
She didn't take them off because she was dead drunk.
I'm so disgusted by the whole thing. And I understand, like, my brother-in-law is a lawyer. I understand the point of having lawyers in society, and they can do great things. But also, like, how can you be a person who can come up with these things and say that?
God. I know. How do you sleep at night?
Outer course.
Oh, I mean, the
I haven't
guy,
even heard that term before. Did
no,
either of
I
you?
No, I think he just made
court?
It up.
Because, I think they made it up.
Yeah, and it's so disgusting to me. And the fact that I understand that, you know, okay, this guy's going to suffer because now he's on the sex offenders list. But this guy went to jail for 3 months for a horrible crime.
He is a sex offender.
I know. And I'm saying, like, for them,
right.
they got off pretty good. Like, just let it go. Everyone in this whole country hates him, and I hope he never gets a job.
I think that just shows the arrogance.
Yeah.
And when we heard from his father and his mother and saying, you know, 20 minutes, you know, the father, remember that phrase? He said 20 minutes of action.
Get lost. Yeah.
You know, come on. Oh.
All right. So this is a review of a couple of pleasant things. All right, sports in a matter of moments here in the DJV program.
Summer sales event, and now while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/118, limit 30.
We've all got places to go, from work to play. Morning to night, it's go, 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 and then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all, to keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer, so you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Griebel.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, people getting less than half the sun protection they expect, according to the research, these suntan lotions. Is it the lotion, though, or is it the way you put it on? If you follow the directions, sun protection factor, the SPF factor, 15 SPF 15 sunscreen should be enough to stop sun damage. But in reality, people need 30 or 50 to be safe, say the authors of this study who carried out experiments with volunteers. SPF 50 lotion applied to the typical, in the typical way, to the typical body would provide 40% of expected protection. So do you girls use suntan lotion?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm an SPF freak. Yeah, I grew up at the beach, and I didn't take care of my skin when I was a kid, and I had some sunburn. So now I got a lot smarter about it. But this is kind of, I feel like this is a story that no one really talks about. Now with this new study, I've seen it on a lot of different sites, but people don't apply enough lotion. They just don't.
I never and then use. Use any of it. Okay, I'm in the sun all the time. On the tractor, probably.
Well, then I hope you're seeing a dermatologist once a month for a skin check. But.
No, I have my skin. I had a tan. My skin isn't. This happens more. It's more of a problem with somebody like you who has lighter skin and Kara very light skin than to people like me who have.
I don't think of you as
pigmentation.
Really?
Well, I have
Kara,
dark.
Do you think he has dark skin?
Maybe a little tan, but not.
No.
I don't know.
I don't think I'm as white as you guys are.
Thanks. I don't know.
I didn't mean it that way, but thanks for the chuckle. Anyway.
But the general rule is you should use a shot glass full of SPF for your whole body.
There you go. 10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time during the week that I know you all wait for to figure out how to fix up that dump you live in. And here to help you with your dump is Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit. Money Pit, go to moneypit.com and you will find there is a lot of, there's terrific info. I like info. We all like info. So Tom has a free newsletter. We'll get to a couple of the tips that are in there that are important. But first, our listener Marie wants to move her washer and dryer from her basement to an unheated garage. Is that a good move or not, Tommy?
Depends. Do you have a heating season there? I'm not sure where you live, Marie, but I mean, if it's cold, if it gets below freezing, you could have an issue because obviously you got to move those water lines too. I mean, you could keep the water lines in the walls insulated. You could have a shutoff, or you should have a shutoff valve that would be turned off in between uses of that washing machine. You can get a single lever shutoff valve, turn off both hot and cold at the same time. But I wonder, I mean, you probably are tired of hauling the laundry up and down, but you might want to consider whether or not there's a space inside that first floor or even the second floor if you have a colonial close to the bedrooms, because that's where the dirty clothes are generated, so to speak. Today, you can buy full-size washing machines, full-size, that are stackable. So you really don't need a full room for your laundry equipment. You know, we have laundry room upstairs, Doug, and I used to have the machines side by side until I discovered that the particular model that we had when we bought a new dryer could be stacked. I'm like, perfect. So that saves so much room. It really doesn't take that much. You could fit in the closet or just in the corner of a room.
I never had a house that had the, until the house I moved in here, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I have the upstairs in the guest room is the washer and the dryer.
Right.
And the ironing board is there and all that stuff. I've never had a washer dryer upstairs, but it is so practical because that's where you take your clothes on and off for the most part. You don't take them off downstairs in the kitchen.
Yeah, I know. And so many homes that have basements had the washers and dryers down there, which makes very little sense.
Make any sense at all. All right, so that's the first question answered. Here's a reason to sign up today for the Money Pit weekly newsletter at moneypit.com. We were having a conversation off the air about ticks and the problem with ticks. I have tick bites on places that I can't talk about because I'm on the farm and there's ticks all over the place. And I pulled one off last week and now it's all itchy and not pleasant. So what do we do? I don't put that DEET stuff on my body because it smells awful.
Yeah, but I mean, it does work. But if you want an alternative to using DEET, in today's edition of the Money Pit newsletter and also on the homepage at moneypit.com, we have a recipe for a homemade tick repellent that actually has a lot of science behind it. It's a very simple recipe. It involves 2 ounces of witch hazel or vodka, if you don't happen to have witch hazel, an ounce of water, and 20 drops of an essential oil. And there's a whole list of different essential oils that will work for this. Geranium, lemon eucalyptus, lavender, Virginia cedarwood.
I bet you hemp oil would work. I bet hemp oil would
potentially,
work,
yeah. And basically you mix it up in a spray bottle, and you use that in lieu of the DEET and the other types of chemical pesticides. And there's also a list in the same post, Doug, if you're concerned about ticks around your property. There's a whole bunch of plants that actually do a good job of repelling ticks.
Really? Oh, that I'd want to see.
Rosemary, I mean, we're growing that. Marigolds, chamomile, sage, all of these plants, even mint, will repel ticks. So if you're going to have like a garden, you might want to put some of this stuff around it or just around your property and try to keep those ticks to a minimum.
Ticks really a real problem this year in the Northeast. So that's very helpful and important. Moneypit.com, sign up for the newsletter there. Frankie, a listener to the program, would love to install crown molding in his home to add value.
Right.
Can he do it himself?
Well, cutting crown molding is difficult because you got to have the right tools for it. You have to cut a compound miter joint at the seams, at the corners. There is a really easy DIY product out there made by a bunch of manufacturers. It's foam crown molding, and they have pre-cut corners, and you basically, instead of using nails, you assemble it with caulk. An adhesive caulk sticks right up there. And I'll tell you, Doug, once it's painted, you cannot tell the difference between this stuff and the real wood crown molding, which is a lot harder to install, a lot more expensive. So look into the foam crown moldings.
Yeah, easier and cheaper. But does it have? Does it look right? Does it look?
It does.
The part.
Yeah, it does because the corners are pre-cut, so it makes it really easy to assemble them. And there's many different profiles. I've even found it on Amazon.
Huh. Well, there you go, boys and girls. Check it out, MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreitler here on the DJV Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.